last night we did a little free concert over at Lincoln Center, and there weren't very many people because it had rained all afternoon. Anyway, it was sort of a dismal little event. I mean, we had a nice time.
Thank you. very nice tonight, Michelle.
Very new clothes.
Yes, we're in New York.
a relatively new French song, and I think we sang the last time we were here. It's called Petit Annonce Amoureuse. It's about a woman who's somewhat over the hill, looking for a man who's 5'3", and she has very low expectations. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with being 5'3", but, you know, anyway, the guy answers, he's 5'2". And it goes from there, it's quite heated. And they fall in love. And the moral of the thing is, it pays to advertise. If you ask or if you advertise, you will receive a response. It's kind of like telemarketing.
Thank you. I don't have to see with the mic anymore. I'm so confused, I don't know how to feel. That's confused. This next song we learned when we were doing Hal Wendler's tribute to Harry Smith. And this was a song, we actually only sang it once last year in California. We sang it. No, it was very shaky, but it's a very cute song. We were very shaky when we did it. I mean, it didn't get cut while we were singing it.
Shaky.
Do you have one set of words? Cut like the big poke. It was done by the Arthur Smith Trio in 1938, and it's called Adieu False Heart, and it's a sort of a cowboy song, I guess. A pure of heart cowboy that writes a song that sings it.
It's
kind of
like a Sunday night.
Always
sorry.
The fiddler must adjust.
Do you do that, Joel?
Thank you.
Lily. Let's ask Lily up again. Song from our record, The McGarrigle Hour, the Jesse Winchester song. Of Malvina Reynolds' Little Boxes. It's in French. It was done a very cute translation by a guy called Graham Allwright.
It improves the song a little bit. No, actually, it's very sarcastic.
The English one is pretty sarcastic. It sounds it's less offensive in French. Everything is less offensive.
It's because people don't understand it.
French are used to insulting each other. You need the lyrics because there's little tricky little things.
Just like mine, you see?
You're disguising yourself, Kate, because
blacks aren't in style this year. Black hair is really out. thought that Martha was me. And he grabbed her in the hall. He was a teacher in the school where she was. He was a teacher in the school where she was learning. And anyhow, prompted me to write a little song about people thinking, like what happens when you all think that, oh, you're so-and-so. Oh, glad I haven't seen a person in 40 years or something. Well, no, I'm a child of that person. And he and I had gone out for many years. We got engaged, we married. My mother didn't quite approve. It was okay. She found a little dull. As a mechanical engineer. Not too much personality. Not just him. He's actually sweet. Now he has a pension and a big farmhouse.
And a wife.
And a wife.
And goats.
Goats, horses. But he used to be very talented. He used to work on cars. And he had a beautiful Austin Hilton 3000. And we'd taken a little trip together, and then we split up.
He once made Kate a beautiful electric guitar, and it was covered with
false fur.
Yeah, false fur.
Was he even politically correct?
That board, or whatever that stuff.
Board old guitar.
Yeah, and it was very cute.
She still has it.
Didn't
oh, he made an ad.
Hell.
He made the ad and the speaker and everything, so if you turn the app on at number 2, it was so loud. It was like.
It was even before stereo.
That's right.
It's
right. Hi fi guitar. Hi fi fur guitar. Now you know I haven't married.
Those, what is that black gamma? Is that the ad for the mink?
Oh,
what's it called? Black glamma?
Gamma? Black gamma. You thought it was mink?
No, I was just thinking. Ladies could pose with different kinds of fur guitars.
I guess you're into Madonna. I heard she's playing electric guitar these days.
She would love them.
Now she's married.
Try to catch a boat that'll take them up a river to home. And they Cody.
Oh, Jonathan.
Yeah.
That is you, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. I know that voice. I can't see anymore. It's a little blind. I know. I have to think about this. Is it okay? Yeah. Try to do this today. I'll try. I really will. Thank you. I mean, I don't.
Ashley, don't be wrong.
Anna! I've never played it, Jonathan.
Try it.
We have all these chord changes. I can't. It's so complicated. I've made this really complicated arrangement. You know, I can play it. You'll have to excuse me, folks.
Thank you.
Look here somewhere.
Another French one, very, very depressing, as I said. As tour as our French lyricist, Philippe Tabachev, was a very depressed person. And he has that kind of middle-aged insomnia that he gets up very early in the morning, and he called out one day, said, oh, I get up very early. I said, so do I. What time do you get up? And he said, 2:30. And he was serious because he drinks 12 beers, falls asleep at 7. He has very, right through the rest of the lyrics. This is called Ce Matin, which means this morning. This morning, well, I can see the morning, no wonder he called it this morning. depress my stomach. Well, it's not so depressing.
That's more than a sore stomach.
Okay, I'm sick to my stomach. This morning, you were just something, a glimmer on the horizon. And I'm exiled in the middle of a continent, and I can see you by the ocean. He's very alienated. He's kind of, I think it's because he's a French Calvinist, and French Calvinists in Quebec are fairly alienated. And this morning I got up, my letter came back. That's a little thing, like a little depressing thing. This morning I went to sleep at the crack of dawn. I guess this is when he's younger, when he actually stayed up late. The point of no return, I went to sleep at the point of no return. So, we're going to sing this lovely depressing song. Joel, could you depress us, please?
L'océan.
gonna have Martha come and cheer us up. How does this one rate on an Eero scale?
I think this is a happy song by my standards.
It's called Factory.
People are doing things in factories?
It's actually, yeah, people are happening, things are happening.
Oh, so I don't know about that.
There's a way out.
Sounds promising.
Thank you.
we did the set too early. Normally we do the set like 2 minutes before going on, but we actually did it like 10 minutes before going on. No, it's just some holes or something. This is a cheerful song.
Love, love, where can you be? I love you looking for me.
Song that I wrote on record, the Sands Artist Collection, done a long, long time ago, and it was recorded by a blind, was he blind? Lee Johnson, I think he was Willie Johnson, his wife, what was her name?
Angelina Jolie.
No, her name is Angelina.
Kathy, she just sang while I was back.
He was blind.
She folded clothes and sang.
Just So they were a trio.
He sang two parts at the same time.
He could actually like have this amazing voice.
There was a fire one day, actually. A little fire began our house in St. Sever, where we live, this tiny kind of wooden cottage in the Laurentians. And some friends were up, and everybody was having a big party. There were friends of my kids, and I was like there, partying my lawn.
Partying like
crazy. Yeah. And one of the girls had accidentally emptied an ashtray in the garbage. And I got very worried, and I smelled something in the kitchen. And I ran into the living room, and I said, "Can I have an adult here, please?" And Rufus looked at me and said, You are the adult.
That's scary. Then my brother-in-law came along. Saved Dana.
How was Dave? It's actually Janie's. Janie's my ex-brother-in-law. The one who's found with my this is another old folk song that ended up on our Gavilan record. Because the only song you would know the words to. It's one of the songs that nobody ever wanted to play in the 60s because everybody was doing it. And finally, like 30 years later, as anybody say, hey, remember that song, Green Rock and Girl? The one nobody ever wanted to do because it's so cool. We ended up doing it because we all know the words.
Thank you.
they're all here. On the far, 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 far away little island of a stage, over and behind that pillar, behind the left pillar, on violin is Joel Zivkin. Behind the pillar,
on the mainland,
John Colden on drums. Between the pillars, dressed in his beautiful new outfit, is Michel Pépin. Next to him is the good brother-in-law, Dane Lankin. We've met Martha and Lily. Martha over there, the new one. Who's that over the piano? Oh my God, it's Anna.
Je ne me sens pas une pipi de gâteau.
What key do you want to do then?
I don't know. Did you say the words? Good, moi chante les gens. I'll chante them back.
Why do you want to do the song? Not always.
This is a nice song.
Do you like A? This is a song we did on the Yarmul Hour with Linda Ronstadt, but she's not here.
I'm going to be Linda Ronstadt.
You be Linda. Yeah.